Hi, and welcome back to Arts Alive. It's the podcast of the St. Pete Catalyst. I'm so thrilled today to be joined by four dance artists from Project Alchemy who have an incredible performance series coming up. Please say hello to Talia and Sophia and Kirsten and Samantha.
Hello.
Oh,
Hello. Hi.
tell me about this program where you're going into the neighborhoods and kind of what that entails.
Sure, I will do my best. If anyone has any input, please feel free to add. But we are basically trying to take dance and not just have it available to people, but put it in people's faces. We're trying to make it a little bit more accessible, I guess you could say, by not just having dance in a theater where it normally is, but performing it in public spaces. So we each got an opportunity to pick an area in, or like a neighborhood in the St. Pete area, and we're all just kind of setting work and performing it live in person, day of, kind of in the minute kind of
We're
thing.
talking, okay, I have the list here in front of me now. It's Roser Park, Historic Kenwood, Maximo Park, near where I used to live, Downtown, which is big, Edgemoor, Historic Old Northeast, and the Deuces Corridor. So this is January 4th through 9th. Does that mean that each of you goes to a, is it an anointed time, or you just sort of show up when you feel like it? Because I don't see any times here. You just go in the corner and create something? How does this work? Talia, you tell me. It's your turn.
So we all have our own designated times. We are not so much advertising it because we're trying to make it as natural of a thing as possible. We're not trying to make it a big performance that you tell people the date and time and there's a whole audience. We don't want to disturb the spaces that we're creating in. So we're really trying to be as true to what the space naturally is. So yeah, we each do have our own times, but it's kind of a happening audience-wise. They don't know that we're coming to them.
It's a pure pop-up, in other words.
Yes.
Right. Do each of you has a designated one of these places? And are there times that you just don't want to share? Is that what's happening? We'll be there when you see us.
Pretty much.
Kirsten,
Yeah.
let me ask you, and I know because I've spoken with Alex so many times about this, but why is it important that dance comes out of the theater and into people's lives? You know, it's very, he's really into that, to public
Yeah.
performance and that sort of thing. Tell me why for you.
Yeah, so I think that it's really important. I find dance very healing. It's therapeutic for me. And I think it's really important to be able to like bring that to other people, to share that with people because, I mean, I don't know. It's nice.
You've done this sort of thing with Project Alchemy before, where
Yeah.
you sell, you go out of 620 and up the street and you know and further, of course.
This
And
is probably the oh, sorry.
no, interrupt me, please, feel free. It's up to
Oh,
me. Why I'm here, you know. Yeah, so how do people react when you do that? Oh, the tree just came to life. What do they do?
that's yeah, I think it's kind of unexpected. I think this is the largest scale that we've maybe done a project like this in. We've done maybe some smaller projects, but I don't know. Yeah, it's always really interesting to see people's reactions. You never quite know what you're gonna get or who's gonna be there or how many people. So it's always kind of yeah, I don't know, up in the air a little bit, but
Well, you always you hope you get an appreciative sort of audience and
oh
nobody's sort of
yeah.
throwing acorns at you and saying, "Get off my lawn," that kind of thing. And Sophia, it is your turn. How long have, I'm gonna ask everybody this, but I'll start with you. How long have you been with the company? And then I'm gonna go and ask you some more questions.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I actually am a returning member. I started out in Project Alchemy, I don't know, several years ago. And then I took a break for a career and then to be a mommy. And then I was project based. And then I came back this season, as a performing artist with the company. So.
Now it's project based, meaning that you come back when you kind of want to.
Now I'm full back. Yeah, I'm fully back now. As project based, I would do certain works with the company. So if there was a one-off performance, I would kind of join in any community-based type things. I would come in then. But now I'm fully immersed into it, so I'll be in more of the performances.
These are solo performances, these kind of pop-up things. Yeah, I mean, you're not with the company. It's just sort of me.
It's a company, but they are mixed cast. So you'll see,
Oh.
you may see A solo, you may see a duet, you may see a couple different variations of them throughout the week.
How many people are in the company? I understand about momentum and the other things that you guys do, but in the company, how many people let's say are involved, do you know, who are doing this thing the 4th through the 9th for 5, 6 days?
Think there's like seven or eight of us dancing.
Yeah.
Seven? No, eight?
I think there's eight.
Dancing?
Yeah, I'd
Dancing.
say eight if you include Sarah.
I
Yeah,
was gonna say, oh, Sarah too. Yes, there's eight of us. That is correct.
Oh,
We've got two
Sarah.
more.
Yeah, I heard from Sarah today. She couldn't join us today, but you guys have, I'm assuming, I'm just making this up off the top of my head here, obviously, but I'm assuming you have a schedule somewhere. Or does Alex say, just go down to Old Northeast and when you feel the urge, just move, man?
No, we definitely have a schedule. Well, I don't know. I think that's kind of Alex also, but we do have a schedule for this. And everyone in the company knows their designated times. But I think, like the ladies were saying earlier, with this, you're trying to keep it as organic and natural as possible. So it's not being announced to everyone else because we want to see what organically happens in the space when someone walks upon dance in these specific areas.
That's
I
fascinating.
think it is because
Yeah.
that can also dictate how the work is. And then I think that's also the question that's being posed is what is dance? How can it be approached? How can it be accessed? And how is it impacted on the surroundings? Like, is it the sound, the architecture of the certain neighborhoods, the texture?
Yeah.
Maybe there's foliage, maybe there's buildings. How does that impact how we move? And then when you have people in the space, it's one thing to work within a theater or in a dance studio like we often do. But then when you get outside and people are able to access it in a different way, it also calls you as an artist to work and think in a different way. And I think that's kind of probably been a challenge for us in this scenario as well, because we now have to think outside. Literally outside, like outside of the box, literally, because we're usually in this box. So now that you don't have that box, what does your art look like? And then how does this space speak to you differently than when we're in a theater? The theater, you're kind of confined and you can manufacture certain things, but then once we get out into these spaces, we can't manufacture, things that we're used to, like lighting. So what does that look like when you go out now? Does your piece require a certain type of lighting, and then how does that naturally happen with, the time change and all that? So it's a lot of different elements that
Is
come
that
into
a
play.
particular challenge to a dancer to say, well, we took some of my like comfort foods away? I'm just it's pure movement, in other words. I'm gonna direct this to Sam because I haven't been over there for a minute. I can see a little picture of you on my little computer here. How improvised is it? Do you as dancers have some idea what you're gonna do, or it's just like how you feel in the moment? Is it choreographed at all, Sam?
So I'll speak for my piece because I'm more than positive we each had our own kind of process in
Yeah.
this realm that we're using.
Right.
With this particular project, The Mixed Across St. Pete, my piece is, I would say, 98% choreographed. No, maybe like 88% choreographed. There's a bit of improvisation that happens with the dancers.
Interesting how you pulled those numbers out of the air, but okay.
Yeah, I'm not good with numbers, so
Okay, so in other words, you have some idea what you're doing when
yeah,
you
and my
before you get there, I mean.
100%. What I wanted out of my location and out of the impact I wanted on the audience, because you don't know who really will be
Right.
showing up and who will be seeing it, but what I wanted in a creative point of view and a choreographic point of view was something a little bit more sharp and direct. So my dancers have, again, about 88% of choreography, and then there's a little bit of improvisation that happens, but it's also directed. Like they know exactly how long they have to be improvising and what I'm looking for. So I would say I have a bit of my thumb in on the piece rather than just letting it be free.
Tell me, how about you? If you can, describe however you would like to what it is you and your other dancers will be doing, and where does it come from?
So when we initially got our different like areas to check out, or actually we initially searched the city and then put in requests for the types of areas we would like I found this park in downtown St. Pete, North Stroud Park, and it had these two really big banyan trees that I was just like immediately struck and captivated by. For me personally, I then did like some research on the trees. I just knew that I wanted to do something around those trees, and I kind of let the, cultural significance of the trees and like their ecology and all the different things that I learned about them to kind of influence the movement that I created. My piece, same as Sam's, there's some improv sections, but most of it is choreographed. And yeah, and lots of it also was, so maybe I would come with like a single phrase choreographed to teach the dancers, but other times it's just being in the space with everyone and seeing what kind of naturally, creatively wants to come out in that moment during rehearsals. So
So
yeah, kind of.
you are also influenced by the space,
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And that was very much the goal that Alex set for all of us. Kind of similar to what Sophia was saying about like being away from the stage, and you were mentioning some of those comforts being gone. Alex very much reminded us, like, do not try to make this, your magnus opus performance of super crazy choreography, and it's supposed to be very impressive because of what they're doing. Make it specific to the site and really have that be the like engine moving your work along.
I'm just disappointed that I won't. Somebody's going to call me by the time I get down there. You'll be done for the day. Krista, tell me about your piece and how you planned it and how it's going to go.
Yeah, so I'm over by Maximo Park.
Ah, see?
It's very
Yeah,
nice over there.
I got one.
It's really nice over there. I liked it a lot. I had told Alex that I wanted to do something closer to like the water. So when I was scouting out the area, I found a beautiful little area that's over in some trees by the water. So that very much influenced the choreography and the dance. I think my piece really is about that and just kind of appreciating the space and the scenery.
That's nice. And Sophia, I don't know if you told me what you're doing exactly. We talked about a lot of theoretical things. You said that you took time off to become a mama and a real person, as it were. Sorry, guys. But how does it feel to be coming back and creating something after you took time off?
Amazing. Amazing in the sense that I like even influenced this project, even though I didn't know it was going to. So how the two kind of merged for me, I knew what I wanted. So going into my piece, I knew what I kind of wanted, like a work that I wanted to do. It's something I had been playing with for a while. And so I was going to force that into the space. And then when I got mine is in Roser Park. And so it's like on 8th Street. There's a nice like little walkway
Oh,
or a
sure.
sidewalk. Very beautiful. And so I was heavily trying to like force what I wanted to in that space, and it just wasn't working. And when I went back to the space, sounds crazy, but sometimes if you let space just talk, you can hear it. And a lot of like what I wanted originally kind of fit, but then it kind of didn't. But then my motherhood came back into it. So mine is a little bit a mix of both, but the space actually this kind of led that journey for me. So my piece is truly about that space and the walk of life that happened there. So
I want to ask each of you about Alexander, who I just watching him walk, watch him move. He moves so well, and he's obviously he's like water in a way. How is he as a mentor and teacher? And you guys feel free, whoever wants to chime in on this. What's it like to work with him? He's like a creative wellspring.
I'll say for me, something that, sorry, my cat's making noises. Something that I've really taken from Alex that has been helpful and difficult for me to kind of take in on times is like releasing your ideas about like perfectionism at times. So sometimes they'll be like, oh, do this move, and then you'll try to fit it into like your dance vocabulary of like, oh, he wants this specific pose or something, and he's like, you're overthinking it, just lift your knee, and like things like that. At times, like over, I've been with Project Alchemy now since fall of 2022. So, coming on to like 3 years, it's taken some time for that to really settle into my body. But I think that's been like so helpful for my training and for me being able to like see myself outside of the box as a artist, he really like allows you to go into those spaces.
Aren't there things musicians do this too, where in the process of becoming an artist, you never see coming. It just happens when you work and you create, that you tend to unlearn some of the things you learned in school. I see everybody is nodding here. Somebody run with this, because I think that's what you're telling me, Alex, is saying it's
Yeah.
okay to just trust your instincts.
Absolutely.
If I can go off to Leah, the words that keep coming to me as we're speaking about Alex is wise and fun. It's like he is the most equal, balanced, lovely, creative, smart, intelligent, fun person I know, and being in a space with him twice a week, 6 hours a week is something that I couldn't be more grateful for. Yeah, I think through his training, through all of his experience, he's been able to himself learn how to unlearn some of the structure that you're given when you're a young dancer, and he's found the beauty and the balance in it, and he's just giving all of it to us. And yeah, I'm just super grateful.
I wanted to ask about this is the 4th through the 9th, the citywide pop-up events mixed across St. Pete. But on the 10th, there's a sort of a finale at the studio at 620, which is, he wrote, brand new in the moment improvisational work. This is, I'm supposing, the result of your experiences out in the wild. I mean, there's some combination of what you did and what you learned at this final thing on the 10th. Is that right?
The collective at the end is going to be kind of like a response to everyone's things. I think our idea is that there'll be some filming and some, if we can go see the pieces to go see each other's, we will. And the collective at the end will be very much be a response of the things that we've learned or the things that we got from watching our peers and whatnot.
Well,
Yeah.
is there music at the thing on the 10th? Is there music at any of these? Or that's a question I wanted to ask before.
We do have music. I know there's
Yeah.
music for my piece.
Okay.
As far as the collective at the end, I'm not sure. I'm not sure exactly what Alex has planned, to be honest. I think it's going to be very much an improv up in the air. He might put some stuff on for us and we'll see what
Sometimes,
happens. But
though, Kirsten, isn't it nice to not know?
it is.
To
So
show
sometimes
up
it is
and
nice.
what are we going to do today? What's he going to give us today?
It adds an extra layer on there that's very nice.
So listen, it's the 4th through the 9th citywide downtown St. Pete. I'm going to say this again for the benefit of the folks at home. It is at Roser Park, Historic Kenwood, Maximo Park, downtown, Edgemoor, Historical Northeast, and the Deuces, which is fantastic. And that's the 4th through the 9th. Will you be doing it several times during the day, or is it all day? How's it work?
I think we're doing it as many times as we can within that time frame that we have. If you didn't catch it at the beginning of the hour that we're there, you may catch it at another portion.
But we don't know what the hours are. You're not letting that out. You just got to show up.
That
That's life, as Frank
is
Sinatra.
life.
That's the
That is
end.
life.
The closing event is January 10th at the studio at 620. That's a ticketed event. That's the big chili pepper, as it were. Tickets are at the studio at 620.org. I want to say thank you to everybody here, to Samantha, to Talia, to Sophia, and to Kirsten, and to everybody else at Project Alchemy. We'll look forward to this. Ladies, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank
Thank you, Tom.
you.
Have a good one.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Have a
Happy
good
New
one.
Year. Happy New
Happy New
Year.
Year. Happy
Bye.
New Year.
Bye.
Bye.